In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, we've come to the end of another school year. It's our last opportunity before graduation that we'll all be together. And so especially with us celebrating our feast day, Our Lady Help of Christians, I thought just to say a few words. One, obviously with this month of May, it's a perfect opportunity for us to try to think about the devotion that we have to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the need of the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I think it's also important when you look at the Mass itself, most of the Mass is from a common of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but there are the three proper prayers that go to this Mass. And so I would say if you look at the collect of the Mass, the collect gives us kind of the thought for the Mass. Gives us kind of the theme for the Mass. And so it talks in there about, as Christians, we have the need of protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary. That she will protect us against the battles in life. And then to conquer our enemy at the very end. At the very end of our life. And so I think that sums up well, not only the thought that we have for this Mass itself, but I would say also the thought that we would have truly as Christians, followers of Christ, that we would also have this great devotion to His Mother, to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we're blessed to have her as our patroness, patroness of our school. We're blessed to have this opportunity to be able to sing the Mass, to show the solemnity, you know, for our patroness. And so we have this opportunity to do so. But I think also it's a good reminder at the end of the year, yes, that we also take this chance to kind of reflect back at our year two. Because it's not just in, say, okay, we have the Mass that we show, our devotion to Our Lady. We've had several students through the year make their true devotion to Our Lady, a consecration to Our Lady. We have Knights of the Immaculata. We enrolled the first Holy Communicants in the Brown Scapular. So we try to show that devotion to Our Lady not only just in this one Mass itself, but throughout the school year itself too. The devotion we have to Our Lady, the love that we have for the Blessed Virgin Mary, especially being our patroness, and how it reflects in us trying to go through the daily duties, everyday life. And I think that's where, when we look at what the collect of the Mass is trying to help us to see and give us the thought, it's reminding us that we need protection because of the enemy that is there. And so therefore, it is helpful to us to try to increase that protection from Our Lady, whether it is the Brown Scapular, the praying of the Rosary, making a total consecration to her. Those will be the means for you to save your soul. Those will be the means for you then to be able to defeat and conquer your enemy at death. Because Our Lady will remember the times that you prayed in front of her altar, or you brought a flower to her, or lit a candle in her honor, or said an extra rosary or decade. She will remember all of that. Yes, as we approach our judgment of a soul that is truly devoted to her. And so that's what I would encourage all of you children, all of us, that as we reflect on this great feast day of our patroness, we are here to give the honor to the Blessed Virgin Mary, that she is due as the Mother of God. But I would also encourage you to try to remember that in your daily lives. Each day your faithfulness to your duty of state. And I think that's one of the things at the end of a school year you can also try to look at. The faithfulness that the students have to their duty of state. And not just in the academics, but them being faithful to the rule, trying to abide by that. I say as we keep getting bigger and larger, it becomes harder to watch all of that. So I would say a lot of it comes to you students, whether you want to follow the rule or not. And I think that's what's important for you and your formation, that it's not always just because someone is watching you or telling you to do the right thing, that it starts becoming that you understand what is the right thing to do, and that you follow the rule on your own. Because as I say, as we get bigger, yes, it becomes more difficult to follow that. Some students try to bend the rule, try to go around the rule. They know that. But then we have faithful students that do try to follow the rule, try to do their duty of state as well as they can. And that is the reward that God will give to you. Not always do we get rewarded in this life, a certificate or recognition or different things, but God sees what we do. So God rewards the ones that obviously are trying to follow. Be a good student, be a good example. But then also that it does, that also for us, God keeps track of those that don't, that aren't a good example, that don't follow the rule. Even if they're not caught, even if they're not, you know, disciplined for that. I want to say it's also important as we go into the summer then too, that the discipline, the formation that you gain during the school year, that you try to keep that as you go into the summer. Because I think that's what's important for us, to try to see that and to recognize that. Not always will we have someone watching over us, telling us what to do, what not to do, what to follow, what not to follow. That as you mature, as you grow older, that is something that you will have to do, that you will have to see. And so that's why I encourage you now, as we go off soon enough into the summer. Obviously, we meet back for graduation. Don't forget that on Saturday. But as you go off into the summer, yes, the importance of your spiritual life, your prayers, don't forget those. Whether you say the exact same prayers we say at school, at the beginning and ending of school, or other prayers, don't forget that. Don't forget the feast days, the liturgical year. Try to come to Mass some during the summer, confession especially. You don't want it to be where then you go off for a summer break and you take a break from confession, you take a break from all of this. Some of you develop good habits of coming to confession frequently during the school year, so don't lose those. Keep up the spiritual life. Don't lose what you've gained during this time period of school. It is meant to be a formation for you, not just the academics. Obviously, the academics are very important for you to try and do your best to learn as you progress year by year. But it's also important for you to be formed properly too. So that when you do go off into the summer and you don't have that regular schedule each day, we don't lose sight of the need for prayers, the need for our spiritual life, the need for confession, the need for Mass. Don't lose out on that. And I would say, especially because of our patroness being the Blessed Virgin Mary, to also these last few days of May to show that devotion to her. Whether you're able to come to Mass or not, you can still have a devotion to Our Lady. We end the month with the Queenship of Our Lady, where we truly consider her Queen of Heaven and Earth. Let her also be Queen of our hearts, Queens of our soul. Let it be something that changes us. You know, a lot of times we've talked about, don't let it be just on the surface. Let it be something that goes in deep into your heart and soul. Because on the surface, yes, it'll go away soon enough. But if it's something that goes into you, that is something that will carry you for the rest of your life. So that's where we need a solid spiritual life, forming it, starting it early. I'm going to say that's what for you parents, the obligation that you have in helping your children with that too. of ensuring that your children, yes, they pray, they take care of their soul, take care of the sacraments. We will still be having confessions here at church. So you still have the opportunities, maybe not as frequently, but the opportunities will be there. As I say, the masses you can go to. Look at feast days. Maybe try to help your children to understand how important some of the feast days are. Corpus Christi is coming up this Thursday. So it's a great opportunity for us to reflect on a school year, especially as you get older, especially you older ones. Reflect at the school year. What did you learn? What did you gain? What has changed you for the better? If something's changed for the worse, okay, the summer is the time to root it out. As I say, we have some of the children really taking hold of their faith and the example to that, the desire for that, the desire to even sing the Mass. It's a big opportunity for them, big responsibility, but the willingness to do that, to properly give the honor and the solemnity to this Mass. Again, Our Lady will not forget that. She will not, you know, lose sight of your devotion to her through that. So they say, try to take then this opportunity to reflect on the school year, on your soul, on your formation, what has helped you, what is a hindrance to you. But as I say, to especially then have the devotion to Our Lady. I mean, this Mass sums it up very well for us. That she's been appointed by God to be that protection to us when we need it. And so then after fighting this whole life, whenever God calls us, that we will be able to conquer our enemy at death. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.